Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Hey, it's Ask Her time. I'm so excited. I can't stand myself.
I know. Michelle? It's my favorite. It's our favorite time, Pam, because we get to talk.
Oh, yeah. It's just all about you and me. All right. Exactly. Question number one, is hair loss a sign I have a thyroid problem?
Yes.
Well, there's a quick answer right there. Okay, moving to number two. No, seriously? Okay, here we go. Thyroid disease causes your thyroid hormone levels to drop off or rise to unhealthy levels. So, and one possible effect of this imbalance is most definitely hair loss. There's no question about it. And there's plenty that you can do. But first, let's look at the symptoms of thyroid disease.
Okay, so first symptom, change in mood, such as anxiety, irritability, and increased nervousness, being unable to tolerate hot temperatures or cold temperatures, insomnia or lethargy, and sleeping too much, weight changes, either weight loss or weight gain, abnormal menstruation, pain or weakness in the muscles, dryness in the hair or the skin, or both, cognitive impairment, such as having trouble paying attention, remember, and concentrating. And depression's a big one, Pam, too, by the way. It's just people don't know it.
Right. And, you know, especially if you're hypothyroid and, you know, it takes a Mack truck to get you out of, you know, bed in the morning and you don't understand what's going on. It can be quite insidious, especially with hypothyroidism. You know, you wake up one day and you don't even know that your thyroid's been doing this until finally you hit a tipping point. So if you have any questions, you heard the laundry list of symptoms. Get ye to a doctor, for crying out loud.
And get your tests. Blood tests only.
Get the thyroid profile. Your physician, your providers will be able to walk you right through the results. And then, you know, you got to get on the right kind of dose.
Exactly.
To be able to re-regulate thyroid hormone. And you want to know something, it's going to take a while for hair growth to happen. So take a patience pill, but you're going to be fine in the end. Make sure you're getting plenty of protein in your diet as well, because I can't tell you how important that is. Oh my gosh. So the answer is, hair loss is most definitely a sign that you have a thyroid problem. It's one of the most common signs, too. So what did we tell you? Get on out there to a physician and your providers and get the appropriate treatment. Second question, can you get pregnant after having your tubes tied? You want to know something? Here it is. There's a slight risk of becoming pregnant after tubal ligation, which is your tubes tied. This happens to about 5 out of 1,000 women after 1 year. After a total of 5 years following tubal ligation, about 13 out of 1,000 women will become pregnant.
Wow.
So there you have it. Right?
Did you know that? You knew that. You're a physician, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. I'm paid to do this.
I mean, you get paid for this. But I really didn't know that it was, you know, they say to use birth control for how long after you have a tubal ligation? For quite a while.
For quite some time, because, you know, sometimes they just regrow and you never know. And then, of course, the chance of having an ectopic pregnancy, meaning that, you know, a pregnancy in the tubes,
the fetus
is much
in the
higher.
Tube.
Exactly.
It is.
So you got to be very, very careful.
It's 3 months, they said. Yeah.
And some people have tubal implants, right?
Oh, tubal implants?
Yep, tubal implants. And this means that one of the things you do is you basically, kind of recreate that tube all over again. But then again, studies show that 2 years, you know, after having a tubal implant, fewer than 1 out of 100 women with implants get pregnant. The tubal implant can be difficult to insert. Some women have to have a repeat procedure before both tubal implants are properly placed. You got to really sit down and work this with your gynecologist for sure. You know,
and go to the right person for this. This has to be a very specialized procedure, correct?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. So even again, if you have a If you have a tubal implant or a tubal ligation, you become pregnant, you have a very much increased risk of that ectopic pregnancy. So just be careful. Ectopic pregnancies can occur years after the tubal ligation, or most likely 3 or more years after the procedure. So, wow. You know, keep that in the back of your mind. Make sure your physician is going
in the front of your mind, almost. In the front of your mind.
Heck,
that's
yeah.
Big. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Big.
It's huge. Okay. Here we go. The number three question of Ask Her Today is, what happens when a cyst bursts? And that means,
ouch.
Yeah, an ovarian cyst. Ow.
Not ouch. Yeah. It is horrifically painful. Have you had one,
question.
Pam?
Yeah, you know something? The grand majority of women have ovarian cysts. Most are benign, but they can grow to such a size that actually a woman could look pregnant. Believe it or not, most of them are less than 5 centimeters in size and a real common part of normal egg formation during the reproductive years. And a lot of these cysts actually recede when a woman goes through menopause, and so you can actually watch them over time. Sometimes there's bleeding that occurs into the cyst, and in some cases the cyst can become cancerous. So you got to watch these over time. But again, I have to tell everyone out there, the grand majority of them are absolutely benign. Now, when they burst, because the question was about bursting, so it can really hurt. There's no question about
it. So let's give them some facts on that. So an ovarian cyst is a buildup of fluid within an ovary surrounded by a thin shell, right? And a cyst is closed sac-like structure like a blister. It consists of liquid, gaseous, or semi-solid substance. And a cyst is not a normal part of the tissue. It has a separate membrane. The outer wall section of the cyst is called the cyst wall. Ovarian cyst size can range widely from being as small as a pea to larger than an orange. Ovarian cysts are usually benign and harmless, as Pam said earlier. But ovarian cysts occur most frequently during a woman's reproductive years. There are two main types of ovarian cysts, functional ovarian cysts and pathological.
Pathological.
Oh my gosh,
that's a mouthful.
Well, that was a mouthful for me. It was a mouthful for me. You're the doctor here, not me. In most ovarian cyst cases, they will cause no signs or symptoms. And complications of ovarian cysts include torsion, bursting, and in rare cases, can cause cancer.
And really, quite frankly, there's no real treatment needed for cysts unless, of course, they get way too big, they burst, or they're starting to look a little strange by, say, for instance, ultrasound, if you're being, you know, followed and monitored over time. So that's it. If it hurts, then get ye to your physician, and let's just see whether or not there was a burst cyst there. And women usually know. It's like a sudden pain, and boom, get yourself into your doctor as soon as possible. So there you have it. Ask her. We've looked at hair loss and hypothyroidism. Better know what your thyroid profile looks like. You know, we've looked at the complications that happen when you have tubal ligation, and yeah, you can't become pregnant, including tubal implants. And then finally, an ovarian cyst can most definitely burst. And you'll know it, girlfriends, in a heartbeat and a half. Always seek help from your gynecologist or your primary care provider. Those are the questions for Ask Her, and we are so happy when you send us your questions, because that makes us, sit here and talk about them and have fun as we share and impart our knowledge. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
So make sure you get to your physician, do your homework on all of these topics, and ask her some more questions. We love it. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.